Government officials will also be assessing the damage done to oil refineries in the Gulf of Mexico. According to the Department of Energy, Hurricane Ike idled 97.5% of oil production and 94.4% of natural gas output in the Gulf, and depending on the damage, it could be several weeks before those refineries are back at full capacity. Brett Clanton covers energy issues for the Houston Chronicle. He's on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What do you know about the extent of the damage at this point?
We've only gotten very, very preliminary reports so far. If there was, you know, any kind of way to sum it up, it would be that maybe the damage isn't as bad as they had expected.
Well, what will the shutdown that's going on now mean for the price of gas at the pump?
Well, that remains to be seen. Yesterday, the oil refineries were just getting to put crews on the ground to take a look at, you know, what the damage was. In the best case scenario, these refineries are going to be off, you know, for several days, which could make an impact on the amount of gasoline that we have available here in the U.S., which could, you know, tighten supplies and send prices higher. It's hard to say exactly, you know, how prices are going to react around the country. But you can already see retail prices beginning to creep up in the last couple of days.
Do you know if anything's being done to help ease the cost of fuel?
There are plans in place to begin increasing the amount of imported gasoline that we receive, you know, help to offset that a little bit. At the same time, refineries in Louisiana that had been shut down for Hurricane Gustav, I guess a week or so ago, are now starting to come back online, so that helps. But it's going to be a delicate kind of balance here in the next week or so.
Are you aware of any environmental dangers?
At the moment, no. We're just now hearing some of the first reports about Hurricane Gustav and some minor oil spills that had taken place, you know, from that storm with the offshore facilities. So it's at this point, no. The short answer: we haven't heard anything yet.
Do you think there will be some serious cases of price gouging at gas stations?
If the past storms are any indication, you know, usually there's some bad actors out there who will jack up prices. There seems to be a much lower tolerance for that these days than there were maybe even a few years ago with past storms. I think that the local officials and citizens are really on the lookout for that. I mean, you can't turn on the radio down here without hearing a phone number to call to report price gouging. So I think the gas stations are going to do that at their own peril.
Brett Clanton covers energy issues for the Houston Chronicle. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.